The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hello there, folks. Once again, sharing the day with you here on WAVA on the Don Crow Show, and delighted to have David Stokes guest hosting today's show. Now, David recently retired from pastoral ministry after 41 years, half of that time spent as senior pastor of the church now known as Expectation Church in Fairfax, Virginia. A Wall Street Journal bestselling author, he now spends his time writing new books and helping other authors write theirs. He's working as the Book Ghost. You can find out more about his work at his website, thebookghost.com. Thebookghost.com. David, my friend, thanks for sitting in here today.
Well, thank you again, as always, Don, for the opportunity. As I mentioned the first hour, this is my first time here in 2019. Oh, how time flies when you're having fun. And after I announced my retirement, it seems like I've been busy as ever. Focusing on the writing, as you mentioned, Don, and also on helping other authors with their writing. Thebookghost.com is the site, as he mentioned it. Last hour, a wonderful conversation with Pastor Christian Gaffney, the new senior pastor at Expectation Church in Fairfax, where I labored for 20 and a half years. And so I'm excited about what's going on there. This hour, a very important subject, one that's near to my heart and home to an extent. We have two wonderful people with us. We have Carolyn Miller Parr and Sig Cohen with us, and they've collaborated on a new book that I'll get to in a second. This is actually my second interview over the years with Carolyn. The first one was on another book that you did with your husband of a time, who has since passed, a wonderful man. His name was Jerry Parr, and he was a Secret Service agent and part of history because the book was called In the Secret Service, The True Story of the Man Who Saved President Reagan's Life. And there at the hotel there in D.C., he was responsible for getting him into that limousine and getting him to the hospital and literally saving the President of the United States' life. Wonderful man. And we've had a number of common friends over the years, people that have worked in the Secret Service. And so I enjoyed that conversation. And how's that book doing? Is it still selling?
Yes, and in fact, 2 months ago, a Japanese publisher bought the rights to publish it in Japanese in Japan.
There you go.
And we also may have a movie coming down the pike, but that hasn't gotten very far yet.
So. Well, not to get too much into that story because there's so much else to talk about. I recall in that interview, just sort of flashing on this, that Jerry as a youth was influenced by a movie about the Secret Service that Ronald Reagan actually starred in. Is that,
yes,
that right?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, and so life comes full circle, I guess. And I know the Reagans were very appreciative of what he did, and I'm sure to his dying day, and certainly even Nancy Reagan, I believe, too.
Yeah, she couldn't see Jerry without wanting to hug him.
Yeah, because she was really thereafter very concerned about her husband's safety and security, almost to a point of excess, but I think understandably so.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about a new book that Sig Cohen, who is here also with us, and Carolyn have written together. It's called Love's Way, and it's Living Peacefully with Your Family as Your Parents Age. And as I sort of teased this last hour, I talked about the generation that I'm in. I'm smack dab in the middle of the baby boom generation. Okay, so we're all reaching retirement age and the golden years, as they say. But one of the challenges is because of longevity, which is a good thing, our parents are living longer. My father is still alive, living in Florida, 86 years old. My wife's mother is 86 and lives with us. And so we've had to learn some of this. Fortunately, it's been a positive experience all the way out. but it's sometimes an experience fraught with challenges. Talk to me, and Sig, maybe you first of all, why this book now?
For some of the reasons you just said, we're living longer and we're dying longer. And we are faced, people in your generation, your demographic, are faced with having to care for your parents or your loved ones and facing issues that maybe 40 or 50 years ago, such as dementia, which is a serious chronic illness, which is affecting more and more people as they age and live longer. So these kinds of illnesses, not just dementia, but cancer and other chronic illnesses, are taking a toll which goes beyond the normal caregiving responsibilities.
Yeah. There are 4.4 million caregivers of people over the age of 65 right now. And the average caregiver is a female, 48 years old, with a family, a child still living at home, at least a part-time job, maybe a full-time job, and a husband, and with an average income of $38,000 a year. And this is a huge chunk of the population who is doing this. Those who were not in your generation or in that generation are sometimes caring for spouses. About 20% of the caregivers are over 65 themselves.
I've heard the baby boom generation described at times, and I'm sure you've heard this, the sandwich generation.
Right.
Because you're also dealing with your own children, even if they're grown. And I'm not trying to disparage children. The world's a complicated place. People tell us, you know, they asked us, you know, when the empty nest happened, I said, exactly what is that? And when does that happen? And our daughters are wonderful, and they've got kids. I have 7 grandkids. So, you know, they moved on. But at the same time, there are dynamics. And maybe parents now are helping that younger generation more than our parents helped us. And yet, so you're sort of squeezed in the middle, and that brings a whole new set of challenges, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's part of what we're going to deal with. Let me talk a little bit about your background. Carolyn, you were, of course, a Secret Service wife. We've noted that already. And also you've worked as a judge and a lawyer and so forth. In fact, as I recall, the day Reagan was shot, you were right across the street working as a judge. Were you?
I was working as a lawyer.
As a lawyer at that time. What did you do as a judge?
I was a judge in the United States Tax Court.
Oh.
And
boy, am I sorry I asked that.
the court is based in Washington, D.C., but they have 19 judges who travel all over the country. Taxpayers can elect to have their case heard in something like 85 cities.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a wonderful experience for me. I got to see the United States everywhere.
That's cool.
And
Sig, you had a career in the Foreign Service, so you were in places like Bangladesh and India and Germany and the UK, and you've also worked as a fundraiser, community organizer, mediator. Mediation, by the way, let's segue into that.
Right.
That's a big part of what you talk about in the book. Explain, Sig, how that comes into, how that very concept should be one that people in my generation, people who are dealing with elderly parents or loved ones need to be conversant.
Well, the critical thing here is that the mediator is facilitating a conversation among, say, family members who cannot resolve an issue, whether it's who's going to get the beach house, or how the assets are going to be distributed, or what kind of long-term planning should the family make. Should mom move into a daughter's home, or should mom live independently, or those kinds of issues? Sometimes families can't resolve that. When they can't resolve it, an outlet is elder mediation. Most people don't think of elder mediation. They think of mediation in the civil sense, whether it's small claims or landlord-tenant, things like that. But elder mediation can help families not only resolve one issue, maybe get the tools to resolve future issues as well. In other words, the family members are sitting there together along with the elder. We do best practices calls for the elder, whether it's mom or dad, grandpa, whoever, to be part of that process. And so they sit there, and the mediator's job is to help them arrive at a mutually acceptable outcome.
Yeah. Now, I bring to mind the idea that, and we'll get to this after the break, we're coming up on a break, and think about this during the break. You have sometimes elderly people who have lots of assets, net worth. and other times they have nothing. And so it becomes a burden. So I think there's two different dynamics. One is who's going to get the stuff, and the other one is who's going to pay the bills. We're going to talk about that. We're talking with Carolyn Miller Parr and Sig Cohen, and they have a new book out called Love's Way, Living Peacefully with Your Family as Your Parents Age. Their website is toughconversations.net. I love that website because that's true. It's just Tough Conversations, toughconversations.net. And throughout the course of this hour, we're able to take your calls. If you have a specific question on this subject for Sig or Carolyn, our number here is 888-293-9282. That's 888-293-WAVA. I'm David Stokes in for Don Crow. Back after this.
You may have heard me talking a few weeks ago about my experience seeing an amazing new production about an old story, an old song, Amazing Grace. But the story behind the song, you've probably not heard. I thought I knew the story, but trust me, I only knew a fraction of the story. This play envelops so many emotions and dynamic relationships and broken hearts and true love that wins.
Delilah. Amazing Grace, the Broadway musical that Delilah calls amazing. You will never hear the song Amazing Grace the same again. Amazing Grace, through August 18th at the Museum of the Bible's Pure Flix Theater in Washington, D.C. For tickets and performance schedule, visit AmazingGraceMusical.com.
This year, Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to experience the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
I heard he's merely the son of a carpenter.
He's a miracle worker.
A healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
We must stop this radical.
The Pharisees in Jerusalem call him an outlaw.
This would be a very bad time to choose his son.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
Seen by nearly 1 million people in its debut year, the original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
I have changed. That is who Jesus says I am.
One man did all this.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus. Live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Christian minister John Bradford was a servant to King Henry VIII when he witnessed prisoners being led to their execution. He then uttered the famous words, "There but for the grace of God, go I." Not long after, Bradford became one of those prisoners, condemned to death for his Protestant faith. While awaiting execution, Bradford ministered the hope of heaven to guards and prisoners alike. While being burned at the stake, Bradford consoled a fellow prisoner, saying, "Brother, take comfort, for tonight all our pains will end in peace, and our warfare in songs of joy. Let us also comfort others with the comfort we have in Christ."
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. Participate in the Day of the Martyr on June 29th. Get details at vomradio.net/Day of the Martyr.
Welcome back. I'm David Stokes, sitting in for Don Crow here on The Don Crow Show. Our number here is 888-293-9282, 888-293-WAVA. We're talking with the authors of a powerful new book, Love's Way. It came out in January, I believe. Love's Way, Living Peacefully with Your Family as Your Parents Age. The authors, Carolyn Miller Parr, is here, and Sig Cohen as well. And Sig, you're married, have a couple of kids, a couple of grandchildren, right. And here in Washington, D.C. Carolyn, as we mentioned at the top of the interview, you're a widow, of course, with the death of Jerry, a Secret Service agent. But you have since remarried, and so congratulations to that. And we've been talking a little bit off the air. I didn't ask you for permission for this question. You just say yes or no. You're both in your 80s, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so you're uniquely poised to talk about this issue from the vantage point of somebody that's older, yet at the same time, I think, with tremendous sensitivity about people that are younger that are involved in this.
Well, we both had experience taking care of our parents, and so we've lived both sides of this, yeah. And we're almost the same age. We're a month apart.
How about that?
Yeah. We're 81, and so our... our lives are, we know what it looks like from both sides.
Yeah, you're still very active. You know, so you're dealing with this. How did it go? If I can dig into that sensitively with your own parent situation, what did you learn from that brings this to this particular project?
Well, my parents both lived with me when they were 90. Mm-hmm. And my mother had Alzheimer's, and my father took care of her, so it wasn't too much of a burden on me. I was working still, and so was Jerry. But eventually, it got too much for Dad. They had an apartment in our house, and so we had to put her in an assisted living. But Dad stayed with us until he died at 93 from cancer, and It was a joy to have him with us. He was pleasant, you know, he was sweet. And it's another story when somebody has Alzheimer's. They sometimes get hostile and are a handful. So we had a good experience.
Sig, how about your situation?
I was a remote caregiver. My sister and I wanted our mother, who lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, to move to the Washington area. She refused. She insisted on living in Cincinnati, and then at one point illness prevailed and she had to go into assisted living. And the lessons from that, in other words, how to decide on working with your parent, how to decide on what kind of residence a parent should go in, what kind of criteria are you looking for, what kind of program should they have, how will that elder feel comfortable in a residence. I don't use the word facility. I think that's a little humane. I prefer the word residence. So, and then it was a matter of going back and forth once a month or splitting up with my sister and going back and forth and trying to make sure everything worked for her as well as possible.
What do you do, though, in a case, let's say a person outlives a spouse, and they're alone in a house that they've lived in for 40, 50 years, and it's clear to people around them that they can't function, and so decisions have to be made. Those are terribly hard waters to navigate.
Well, even if they're healthy, it's hard because you see them getting older. You know, things happen like they need to stop driving,
right.
Or they fall, or you're afraid they're going to fall. And sometimes they just don't want to move. Mm-hmm. And our feeling is, unless they have dementia, they get to decide, even if it's dangerous, whatever. You tell them your worries and your anxieties and try to work with them to make them safer. But a lot of stress comes out when children are worried about the parents' safety and the parents are worried about losing their autonomy. We all want to be the captain of our own ship, no matter how old we are. When that happens and we've had that situation to mediate, we look for what is the underlying reason the parent doesn't want to move. First of all, people make assumptions, but they may not know what the real reason is. For example, the main reason may be they feel overwhelmed with the thought of downsizing. And that can be handled. You could find ways to help them do that. Or it may be their neighborhood. They love their neighbors, and they have a support network there. But there's a good assisted living close by in the neighborhood, so they can still go to their church or do what the things they want to do. So that might make it easier for them. Or changes can be made in the house to make it safer.
How's my generation doing? How's my generation doing? How are the baby boomers doing, by and large, on this? I mean,
I think they're doing well. Yeah. Usually there's one kid that steps up. You know, it's a tough thing when nobody wants
to take
responsibility. And sometimes it's hard on the one that steps up. The other kids may help, or they may figure it's all taken care of, so they don't need to.
But so what do you do when there's rivalry or even resentments? Maybe the one who steps up thinks the other should be doing some things. The other people are stepping back because it's all covered. Everybody has their own lives. I mean, that's one of the great challenges.
Well, another terrible thing is one steps up and takes on the responsibility, and the other ones get jealous and start to resent them and think they're trying to use undue influence on the parent, or they're taking advantage of the parent's money, that kind of thing. So sometimes they get persecuted for doing their good work.
Yeah. Speak to that, Sid.
Well, there's a need for people to have a conversation. Okay. And one of the things that is so striking, there's a website, theconversationproject.org. Mm-hmm. And the statistics on the lack of conversation among family members is astounding. Mm-hmm. And it's so critical that there be a willingness to have a conversation. Understand that the conversation among family members is not a one-shot deal. It's not something you do over Thanksgiving dinner. It's a process. And whoever is going to initiate this conversation, we hope it would be the older adult parent, but whoever initiates it should understand that this is a process that may take a couple of weeks or months to try to build a team, for example, among the adult children so that they can work together, or for them to understand what their parents' needs and concerns are, or for the parent, as Carolyn pointed out, for the parent to understand their adult children's concerns about their safety.
Is there a role for adult grandchildren in this, or is that something you just take it if you get it, but not?
Yeah,
not so
you
much.
Take it if you get it, and you're happy to get it.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen many grandchildren step up.
What does that say for what they're going to do with their own parents?
Well,
if you're a grandchild out there, listen up.
Yeah. You know, American culture is unique in this. The Latino culture, the culture of Africans, other countries, family comes first for them, and then that means they're going to take care of their parents. When I first invited my parents to come and live with me, I thought I was doing something pretty noble and risky, frankly. And my American friends would all say, oh, are you sure you want to do that? And maybe you should get an apartment nearby or something for them. And, ooh, good for you, but I don't think I could do that. And that's wonderful. You're saintly. And I had some Latino friends. I speak Spanish. And without hesitation, they all said, I'm so jealous. I wish I could have my mother live with me. And
so
it was like,
why is that? Is that a function of prosperity? Is that cultural? Is that selfishness? What is it? It's hard to pinpoint.
Well, I think we value independence here.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's,
it's in our DNA, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a tradition in these cultures.
Yeah.
For families, we lived in India and Bangladesh, and to see families sticking together, living together peacefully was amazing. That's not something we see in the American culture.
Hmm. You know, I was in a nursing home for a little while, a recovery center, because I fell and broke my ankle in three places, and Jerry wasn't able to take care of me, and so I stayed there for 2 weeks. The people who were doing the work there, not the doctors, but the other people, were all immigrants, mm-hmm. and they would tell me, I don't understand how Americans abandon their parents the way they do. I think it's terrible because a lot of the people there were abandoned parents, basically. So It's a very important cultural thing, and it was good for me to see there was more than one way to look at this. I quit patting myself on the back so much and thought, well, I guess I'm fortunate, and I really was.
It's interesting how you look at it. We're talking with Carolyn Miller Parr and Sigit Cohen, the authors of the book Love's Way, Living Peacefully with Your Family as Your Parents Age. Their website is toughquestions.net.
Toughconversations.net.
Get it right here. Toughconversations.net. And we'd like to take some of your calls if you have some questions for them on this issue. Our number here on the Don Crow Show is 888-293-9282, 888-293-WAVA. I'm David Stokes in for Don Crow. Stay with us.
When most people heard leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, heal.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Norm here with A-Action Home Services. Problem solved. That's been A-Action's motto since 1976. Did you know our average employee has been with us for over 16 years? Combine that with constant training and complete customer focus, and you'll get a great reputation for outstanding service. If you need air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical work, call A-Action, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Highland Park Christian Academy summer program starts Monday, June 24th and runs until August 9th. The summer program hours are from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. This seven-week program will contain four bi-weekly sessions serving potty-trained 2-year-olds through 12-year-olds. The summer program includes academic enrichment in math, science, and reading language arts and crafts, projects, and weekly field trips. For camp fees, registration, and for more information, call 301-773-4079. That's Highland Park Christian Academy, 301-773-4079.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by True Car. Taking a look on the southeast-southwest freeway, jammed up in both directions between the 3rd Street Tunnel and the 14th Street Bridge. And then outbound delays continue between the Pentagon on 395 out towards the Beltway. Taking a look on DC 295, expect northbound delays from the 11th Street Bridge out towards Eastern Avenue. Southbound on the brakes between Benning Road as you approach Pennsylvania Avenue. I-295 on the brakes with heavy delays southbound from the 11th Street Bridge as you approach the Beltway. Looking to buy a car with true price from True Car? You can know the exact price you'll pay for the car you want and see what other people paid for it too. Visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. I'm Morgan Wood with traffic on WAVA.
We'll have thickening clouds this evening, followed by rain at times and an embedded thunderstorm starting before midnight. Night's low will be 65. Humid tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a couple showers and a thunderstorm, 76 for the high. Then clearing and more comfortable tomorrow night. Lows will be 55 to 60, and Friday looks to be a fairly nice day with sunshine and a gusty breeze. High 76 again. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Frank Strong.
Don plays the saxophone and the piano, but not at the same time. That's a great bumper. I'm David Stokes, in for Don Crow. He's out in the Midwest, out in Chicago, doing his grandfather bit, just like my wife and I did a couple weeks ago. Our granddaughter, our second oldest grandchild, graduated from high school, going to UVA this fall. And Don's out in Chicago for one of his grandchildren's high school graduation. It's that season of life. We're talking to Carolyn Miller Parr and Sig Cohen about their book, Love's Way, Living Peacefully with Your Family as Your Parents Age, and they do, toughconversations.net. All right, let's talk about, you know, we're talking about the responsibilities of the younger people in a care sense. Let's talk about the responsibilities of the elderly person.
Well, one is to tell the kids what you want, what you need, and what you want as you get older. You know, where do you want to be buried? What kind of service do you want to have? Do you, where do you want to die? If you want to die at home, or do
those
you,
are tough conversations.
You know,
talk about
these
tough
are very tough conversations. Also, the older person needs to prepare documents.
Don't you think some of them are in denial, though? I mean, they just have a difficult time doing that?
Very much so. And this makes it hard for the kids, too, to start the conversation because they don't want to sound greedy, like I'm waiting for you to die so I can get your money. On the other hand, they might need to know whether their parent has a will and where it is, and whether they have a power of attorney if they get where they can't make decisions for themselves, can't sign documents. You could be in an accident tomorrow and not, and be unconscious. And you need to have thought about who you want to make decisions for you. And you, they could be two different people or they could be the same person. One to do healthcare decisions and one to do financial decisions. But you
is
have
it
to
better
be,
to have two people do, divide that responsibility?
I think if you have more two children, it's better to spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you may want to give the authority to the one who lives with you and who is your caregiver.
Right.
In some ways, that makes more sense. You also need to pick a person to be your personal representative for a will.
Right.
And that needs to – all of these people need to be somebody you've had a good talk with and they know what you want because they're going to be standing in for you when you can't do it for yourself.
Sig, you talked earlier about how in your situation, she's talked about her care, you know, for her parents. You were much more remote. It was
right.
out in Ohio. You're here in D.C. So I'm assuming the primary caregiver was a sister or a brother? Or,
no. Both my sister and I lived here. So
okay.
My mother lived independently until an illness required her to live in assisted living residence.
And she still wanted to stay there.
She
Ohio.
Wanted to stay there. She wanted to keep driving. She took her last driving test at age 96, believe it
it's
or not.
It's amazing they even give somebody that age a
well,
test. They should make it easier for us to say no, right?
That was I was designated to fly out to Cincinnati to accompany my mother to take her driving test,
96.
And believe it or not, she passed. And then she was determined to keep driving, even though her eyesight wasn't good. And finally, it took her ophthalmologist to tell her, no other member of the family could, hey, you're really going to have to stop driving.
You know, we're balancing concerns here because on the one hand, we value things like persistence and
exactly.
fortitude and courage
right.
and step up and, you know, don't you know, be the master of your own situation mm-hmm. and so forth. But there comes a time when that actually, that noble thing becomes actually an albatross.
My father was in his 90s when he stopped driving, and I could not get up the nerve to tell him he needed to stop driving. He was living with me, and I loved him. And one day, we looked out, and the car was gone. Someone had stolen his car.
Yes.
It was his answer to prayer.
You never even called the insurance.
We did, and they paid for it, and but he didn't get a new one, so that was good.
Take the money and run. It doesn't always work out quite that smoothly.
No.
In fact, sometimes it works out quite tragically. Somebody drives beyond the time they should. There's an accident. Maybe they're hurt or worse or, you know, even a greater collateral damage. Somebody else is hurt. We've seen those stories in the news.
Or they get very angry at the person who ends their driving.
Sure. Yeah, and it's anger that may last for years.
Yes.
And it may be a game changer, especially if that's a primary caregiver.
But in a number of jurisdictions after you pass the age of 70 or 75, a doctor has to attest that you are still competent
to drive.
That's
not a bad thing.
And this is a really important thing because it takes the onus off the adult children. And it puts and when a doctor says, you really should stop driving, they have the authority the adult children will never have.
Right, and there's an arm's length between that process that I think can
absolutely
be healthy. We're talking with Carolyn Miller Parr and Sig Cohen about their book, Love's Way, Living Peacefully with Your Family as Your Parents Age. And by the way, all of our parents are aging. That's a fact of life. Their website is toughconversations.net. I encourage you to check it out. There's a blog there, some other resources there. Also, we'd be happy to take your calls if you have a question for them at 888-293-9282, 888-293-WAVA. I'm David Stokes sitting in this afternoon only for Don Crow. Always a privilege. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition, which has resulted in tons of weight loss. Now get ready and be part of the annual Losing to Live 5K Walk Run, which will take place in beautiful Annandale, Virginia. Join me for this experience of fun, fellowship, fitness, and finishing the race. While you participate in the race, your children will really enjoy a special program called the Team Challenge, where they will learn how to have a healthy lifestyle. After the race, you'll enjoy a delicious brunch. The top three men and the top three women overall and 10 year age groups will receive awards. In addition, every participant will receive their official t-shirt. Sign up today at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org. Or call 703-560-3109. That's 703-560-3109.
The next walk run is Saturday, June 15th. Sign up now at capitalbaptist.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Okay, welcome back. I'm David Stokes, sitting in today for Don Crow. We're talking about as your parents age. I have a father who is about 86, my mother-in-law who lives with us at 86. These are real issues for my generation and also for every generation coming up. So one of the challenges is to how to live peaceably and peacefully with your family. We were talking, Sig, about the various documents. So list in real crisply the three or four major documents that people should, no matter where their parents are on this continuum, even if this kind of stuff is years off, what should be in place?
Number one is the will.
Okay.
Or a trust, one or the other. But the critical thing is that there is provision for the disposition of the parents' assets, okay, whether it's a house or a bank account or whatever.
Okay.
There is a will. And that the kids know two things. One, they know where the signed copy, the original signed copy of that will is, and B, they know who is the executor, whether it's the adult child, him or herself, or an attorney or a banker or somebody. Those two things are critically important. The other two key documents are general power of attorney, which usually applies to financial decision-making, and then the advanced care directive, right, which provides for medical decision-making and for a health care proxy in case the parent, the older parent cannot make decisions for him or herself.
Carolyn, how important is it to have the will professionally done, not write it yourself? I know a lot of people think they can get a kit, they can do this, they can do that. Talk about that.
Well, we had a friend who died in Miami and left my husband, Jerry, her house and some money in the bank account. Turned out no one knew where the signed will was. We had a copy of the will that wasn't signed. And it took months to find it. She was a hoarder, and so they found it in a folder under a bunch of blankets that said veterinarians. But that was only the beginning, because she had named Jerry to be the executor, and it turns out that in Florida, you have to be a Florida resident or a blood relative, and she wasn't either one. And she had named me as the fill in, and I couldn't be either, even though I was a lawyer.
You had no standing, right?
And so almost lost everything, and the only relative she had was a third cousin somewhere who she didn't even know. But the judge went ahead and appointed somebody else who was a good friend of hers, and we agreed to that, and that saved the will. But the reason was she had had a next-door neighbor who was a landlord-tenant lawyer come and write her will when she was in the hospital. And it was free, so she thought, he's a lawyer. Well, you need a lawyer from the state where you are who is an expert in probate.
You hear all these things. I mean, the great singer Aretha Franklin died a while back, and they found a few weeks ago a new will under part of a sofa.
Oh, they did find it.
Yeah, something. And it wasn't, I don't know if it was signed or not, but it creates so much controversy, I would think. So the will, the advance directive, power of attorney, and the other one was?
No, it's a general power of attorney.
General power of attorney.
Yeah.
So those
sometimes
are,
they're called a durable power of attorney.
Right.
If it's not durable, if it doesn't have that name in it.
Sounds ominous if it's not
could,
durable.
It could die when the person loses their capacity.
Right.
So you want it to survive if you're unconscious or you have Alzheimer's or something.
So where should the will be kept, the signed will? At the attorney's office or with the personal papers?
In some states, you can file it with a court, and you can get it back if you want to, if you're still alive.
Right.
Maryland has that provision. Otherwise, I think you should putting it in a bank deposit vault is a little problem, because then you got to get the person who has permission to go in and to
right.
find the key and blah, blah,
right.
blah. So I think it's better to have it in your house somewhere and tell them where it is.
Okay, so you have a couple of siblings. You're all in your 50s, 60s, whatever. 50s, and your parents are in their 70s, late 70s, they're in good health, nothing's happened yet. You're 5 years out, 6 years, 7 years out from any kind of, what should you be doing now as siblings?
Siblings?
Yeah.
You should be asking if they have a power of attorney and those documents. And, you know, you
ask
can
the tough questions, tough conversations.
You can say it as a way that, you know, Dad, I'm thinking of making a will. I think it's time, you know, I'm old enough that I need one. And I'm wondering if you can recommend somebody.
Yeah, that's good.
Who did you use? And, you know, if they haven't done it, that might be a good place to say, do you want to go with me and we'll do it together?
Mm-hmm.
Or then the same thing with anybody who has children needs a will. I don't care if you're 30. And you need to have some protection if you're in a car accident or something
sure.
where you mm-hmm. have a stroke, you know, can lose your cognitive ability.
Transparency is critical in all of these situations, not only for these three documents, but as well for other things. Like, do your adult children know who your doctors are? Do your adult children know whether you have life insurance or not and how much that life insurance is for and where that document is? Do you have critically important are your passwords? If you haven't shared your passwords with your kids, do they know where those passwords are kept? Because if you should pass away and you have various accounts, say bank accounts and that sort of thing, and you want to get access to them, do your kids have a way of finding out what's in those bank accounts? All this information calls on the adult, older adult parent to consider transparency, and that's one of the things we cover in our book.
Okay, we're winding down the next couple minutes here, but one more question, and it has to do with this idea is peacefully, because that you know we've been talking about a lot of the legalities. You talk about transparency. Talk about siblings, how they can be at better peace with each other in this process.
Oftentimes, the parents' aging triggers stuff in siblings that's gone on since childhood. Ancient wounds, grudges they're holding against
sure.
each other.
Yeah.
And it's really important that they be able to forgive each other.
Mm-hmm.
Part of forgiveness is being able to acknowledge what you did and be sorry for it, or at least acknowledge your responsibility. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you weren't clear in what you expected, or maybe you made assumptions that were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's always two sides to this kind of a thing.
Certainly.
And so it makes it easier for someone to forgive you if you can acknowledge that you participated in this rupture in some way.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn Miller Parr, and also Sig Cohen for this conversation.
Thank you.
I've been wanting to have this interview. I've been scheduled a couple times to guest host, and we have a mutual friend, Carolyn, former Secret Service agent Ike Hendershot, who's put us together a couple times now
That's
for these,
right.
and I'm glad we finally got to do this. The book is called Love's Way, Living Peacefully with Your Family as Your Parents Age, and their website, I direct you to it, toughconversations.net. And these are important conversations, but they're also tough. Toughconversations.net. Thank you so much.
Both Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
David Stokes in for Don Crow, finishing up this hour straight ahead.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker.
A healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
The original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock, and as a fellow believer, I would love to help you walk with wisdom through our proven real estate process. Please call us at 703-350-2830 or chriscraddock.com.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5500. 5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday and the house was sold by Monday. They listed the house for $939 and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things too that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or go to WAVA.com, keyword heal.
Straight from Scripture. That's what a trip to the Holy Land is. It's far more than a typical vacation. It's a place where, tucked away amid windswept deserts and rocky cliffs, is a journey into the origins of belief, where we can connect with the depth and power of our relationship with Jesus Christ. A trip to the Holy Land is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to a place that gives visual dimension to our faith. Register today and let's experience Israel together. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, or call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211.
Need electrical work done? Call A-Action. We specialize in electrical work. No job is too small. For electrical work, call 703-922-1900.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics of America now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-885-2900. 800-885-2900. That's 800-885-2900.
Well, we're going to finish up this hour. Next couple of minutes, I'm David Stokes. Another privileged opportunity to sit in for my good friend Don Crow, who's out in the Midwest. And I hope to be with you again sometime in the next few months. So we'll see. I want to thank Carolyn Miller-Parr and Sig Cohen for this wonderful conversation about dealing with issues when our parents and those loved ones in our lives age. And then also the last hour with Christian Gaffney, the new senior pastor at Expectation Church. The website there is expectation.church. Carolyn and Sig's website is toughconversations.net. So a couple places to go on the web, and I really commend their book to you. It's a powerful book and a powerful subject, and a subject that if you're not dealing with right now, you will be at some point, no matter where you are on this continuum. And this Sunday, of course, is Father's Day. We'll talk a little bit about my father in the interview here, and he's living in Jacksonville, Florida. I was reminded that I was supposed to do this show and actually had booked Carolyn on the show. But my father fell and broke his hip, which is a pretty difficult thing for a person at 85 years of age. But he went through his rehab, and he's at home now. He has an in-house caregiver, and he'll be moving up to Connecticut to live with my brother and his wife sometime in the next 6 weeks or so. So I'll be looking forward to talking with him on Father's Day. And I'm going to spend the time on Father's Day at the ballpark after church, of course. But my daughter has taken me to see the Nats play, and so looking forward to that. They need to kick it in gear. Not my daughters, but the Nats need to kick it in gear. My daughters have kicked it in gear long ago, and they've kicked me in gear on occasion as well. Jamal, thank you so much for your tremendous work handling all this high-tech equipment here in the state-of-the-art WAVA Don Crow Show award-winning studios. And Julie, thank you so much for your work as well. And always the audience, I take it as a privilege. Thank you, Don, for this. I'm David Stokes. We'll catch you another time. Godspeed.
Wake up to WAVA-FM and Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller, weekday mornings at 7. Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.